In Messina will be very much glad of it. Messenger. I've already delivered him letters, and there appears much joy in him. Even so much that joy could not show itself modest enough without a badge of bitterness. Leonardo. Did he break out into tears? Messenger. In great measure. Leonardo. A kind overflow of kindness. There are no faces truer than those that are so washed. How much better is it to weep at joy than to joy at weeping? Beatrice. I pray you, is Signor Mountanto returned from the wars or no? Messenger. I know none of that name, lady. There was none such in the army of any sort. Leonardo. What is he that you ask for, niece? Hero. My cousin means Signor Benedict of Padua. Messenger. Oh, he's returned, and as pleasant as ever he was. Beatrice. He set up his bills here in Messina and challenged Cupid at the flight, and my uncle's fool, reading the challenge, subscribed for Cupid and challenged him at the bird bolt. I pray you, how many hath he killed and eaten in these wars? But how many hath he killed, for indeed I promised to eat all of his killing. Leonardo. Faith, niece, you tax Signor Benedict too much, but he'll be meet with you, I doubt it not. Messenger. He hath done good service, lady, in these wars. Beatrice. You had musty victual, and he hath HOLP to eat it. He is a very valiant trencherman, he hath an excellent stomach. Messenger. And a good soldier too, lady. Beatrice. And a good soldier to a lady, but what is he to a lord? Messenger. A lord to a lord, a man to a man, stuffed with all honorable virtues. Beatrice. It is so indeed, he is no less than a stuffed man, but for the stuffing, well, we are all mortal. Leonardo. You must not, sir, mistake my niece. There is a kind of merry war betwixt Signor Benedict and her. They never meet, but there's a skirmish of wit between them. Beatrice. Alas, he gets nothing by that. In our last conflict, four of his five wits went halting off, and now is the whole man governed with one. So that if he have wit enough to keep himself warm, let him bear it for a difference between himself and his horse, for it is all the wealth that he hath left to be known a reasonable creature. Who is his companion now? He hath every month a new sworn brother. Messenger. I is it possible? Beatrice. Very easily possible. He wears his faith but as the fashion of his hat, it ever changes with the next block. Messenger. I see, lady, the gentleman is not in your books. Beatrice. No, and he were, I would burn my study. But I pray you, who is his companion? Is there no young squarer, now that will make a voyage with him to the devil? Messenger. He is most in the company of the right noble Claudio. Beatrice. O Lord, he will hang upon him like a disease. He is sooner caught than the pestilence, and the taker runs presently mad. God help the noble Claudio. If he have caught the Benedict, it will cost him £1,000 ere I'll be cured. Messenger. I will hold friends with you, lady. Beatrice. Do, good friend. Leonardo. You will never run mad, niece. Beatrice. No, not till a hot January. Messenger. Don Pedro is approached. Enter Don Pedro, Don John, Claudio, Benedict, and Balthasar. Don Pedro. Good Signor Leonardo, you are come to meet your trouble. The fashion of the world is to avoid cost, and you encounter it.